Welcome to another exciting episode of the Golf Review Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Colin Gehring. Hey, Colin, how are you doing today?
Hey, terrific, Scott.
Excellent. So we're going to be reviewing different golf products, golf courses, golf clubs, you name it. Head over to our website, http://golfreview.podomatic.com. You'll be able to catch up on all of the podcasts that we've done in the past and keep up to date. I just wanted to say that one of the practice makes perfect, and actually I've heard perfect practice makes perfect, because if you practice the wrong thing, you're going to have a problem, right? And of course, us golf fanatics, we love to practice our putts, our drives, all those sorts of things. And one of the problems, I think, is like when I'm trying to practice my drive and I'm my wife won't let me do it in the backyard because I've got huge holes all over the lawn. And so I put this board down and I bend my clubs. So we're going to be taking a look at that particular problem today, I think. So.
Well, absolutely, Scott. And you really nailed it when you said perfect practice makes perfect. And I think that's the essence of what I want to explain in this review of golf mats. And there's really quite a lot of variety in golf mats, and a lot of variety in price and the quality of how they're made. But I think the most important thing that a person really wants to look at is, I've been doing the research. So Scott, what we're going to look at with golf training mats is really the most important thing is the actual playing surface that you hit off of. And what you said about perfect practice makes perfect. One of the things that I've come to discover in having conversations and interviewing several people in the industry to understand the differences of golf mats and what makes one good and the other not, is actually the hitting surface. Now,
the hitting surface, you mean the surface of the mat?
Yes.
Okay.
And what's critical is there's a lot of mat surfaces that are actually quite hard. Even though they're a rubber mat and your club will bounce off the rubber, it's a hard surface. It's like hitting off of the cart path. You can imagine how much that would jar your hands and your wrists and your shoulders if you were to hit golf balls off a cart path.
Just what I was thinking. Of course, as you know, I'm not an expert golfer, and I'm handicapped, but I don't have a handicap, if I can put it that way. And, I hit the grass hard enough and, jar my arms, let alone, banging it on a hard rubber surface.
Well, Scott, that's very true, and it's difficult to hit the golf ball properly. And I want to explain how actually the proper method of hitting a golf ball. When you actually create backspin on a golf ball, the way that happens is the ball is trapped between the golf club and the ground. And when it's trapped, it compresses the golf ball and it rolls up the face of the golf club. So as it rolls up that face, there's grooves on the golf club, and that's what creates the backspin on the golf ball.
Right. So you need to be able to hit underneath the ball.
Actually not. You actually hit down, slightly down on the ball, and it compresses into the ground, and it rolls up the face of the golf club and spins.
So if you're on lawn, which everybody golfs on grass, right? That's really, really different. Then how do you practice that on a hard rubber? You can't practice that on a hard rubber surface.
Exactly. And in fact, you're going to learn improperly. You're not going to have perfect practice condition. You're actually going to learn how to hit the ball wrong, because what you're going to do is try and pick the ball off the surface of the mat.
That's exactly the way I was thinking. You're going to try and hit the ball just right under, but not so far under that you hit the mat, because that hurts.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And that's not the way you play golf?
No.
So why would you do that?
Well, watch how professionals play. When they hit their irons, they can take a divot that's 4 to 6 inches long. They're hitting down into the ball. And
into the ground.
That's correct. They're not picking it off the surface of the ground.
So you would, if you were doing the proper swing that you would play golf with on a regular rubber mat, you would bend your golf clubs, you would jar your arms, shoulders, and elbows, and you'd probably give up the game.
Well, honestly, a lot of people, and one of the people I interviewed was Dave Lindsay, and he's the head of the physiotherapy department at the University of Calgary Sports Medicine Center. They have actually spent about $5 million in government grants researching golf and golf injuries, and it's a tremendous problem. And one of the things he says is the majority of injuries that affect golfers, you know, like their upper limb, shoulders, wrist, elbow. Those are caused from the jarring effect that occurs when the golf club strikes a hard surface. So the harder the surface, the more stress and impact happens to the arms, the wrist, the shoulders, and that repetitive jarring can cause sprains, tennis elbow, golf elbow, rotator cuff injuries. There's a tremendous amount of problems that can be created, just injuries. You know, they typically, your clubs are stronger. They're made of steel. They're probably stronger than our joints and our ligaments.
Absolutely.
So the golf clubs typically won't bend, or won't, pardon me, break. I don't think it really causes damage to your golf club to hit off a hard surface mat. But one of the things that I discovered is a company called Fiberbuilt Golf Mats. And they actually have a soft surface mat. It's like a bottom of a broom, actually, is the best way I could describe it.
Okay.
And it's actually better than hitting off of grass, because what it will allow you to do, it'll get you to practice hitting down into the ball, because the surface is so soft, it naturally lends itself to that downward striking blow that you really want.
Oh, interesting.
See, one of the things, Scott, when if you were to play, the difference, most people think that when they hit off a hard surface mat, it actually, they think they're getting a great shot. Because typically what happens is the golf club will bounce off the mat and hit the golf club. It's like a knuckleball, and it'll send it quite high in the air. So they're thinking that they get these great shots. But they're actually hitting the ball improperly, and they're not imparting spin to it.
And they're not going to be able to do it on the golf course.
Well, when they try and duplicate that, what they're going to get is a lot of shots. They'll be like line drives because they didn't get down into the ball. And they're hitting the ball like it's on a regular rubber mat. If they miss just a little bit, they're in trouble. And
right.
It'll, you know, they'll send this line drive flying down. Or else they haven't, you know, learned the proper thing, and when they actually do take a divot, they take this fat divot behind. So learning with a fiber-built golf mat is actually what you describe, perfect practice, because it's teaching your body to have the motion of hitting down on the golf club.
Okay.
Now,
cool.
One thing I'll describe with this as well. You won't actually get the true spin of a golf shot. You won't have the same backspin from a fiber-built golf mat because it doesn't have the... it's actually softer than grass.
So you don't get the compression.
Correct. So it will spin less, but it will have... It's great for practice. I mean, you can literally hit off these things for hours and practice without having any pain or injuries. And I know myself, and even other friends, if you hit off a rubber mat, after half an hour, your arms and wrists are sore, and you get this shinging feeling, and it's terrible.
I keep getting the mental image, and it's a baseball image, but I just wanted to share it to you. I mean, it's like taking batting practice where you put a ball and you stick it up against a rubber rubber around a telephone pole, the right place where you're supposed to hit it, and then whacking away at it and just connecting with that telephone pole, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that would be just...
Well, there's a tremendous amount of shock that happens to your limbs and your joints, and that's really not good for you. You know, they say that 25% of golfers play with injury of some type. And, you know, all of us have had from time to time a sore back or wrist or neck or hips or...
shoulders.
You know, yeah, absolutely. And if we can avoid that, that's really going to help us practice. So I think for anybody who wants to, you know, is serious enough about their golf game and wants to be able to have a place where they can practice at home, I'm certainly going to give a five-star review and a perfect rating for the Fiberbuilt golf mat. Of all the mats I've reviewed, I've seen everything that was at the PGA show in Orlando, Florida, and by far, this is the best golf mat that I've seen.
Great. So if you want to take a look, we're going to have a picture of it up on our website and a link from there to the people that make it so you can go directly to them. So you head over to http://golfreview.podomatic.com, and you'll see a nice picture of the product right there and picture of Colin on the side. And
hey, I think we could link it to their website too.
Yeah.
So if you want to take a closer look and review.
Yeah, get all the information from their website. Of course, we can't put it all on our podcast site.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Perfect. Thank you very much, Colin. That was great. We look forward to our next review next week.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye.